With a little more than 2 weeks to go before the nation's first presidential primary in New Hampshire, the candidates are practically tripping over each other as they campaign across the Granite State. It almost happened last night in the small town of Wolfboro on Lake Winnipesaukee, where Democrat Bernie Sanders and Republican John Kasich held separate town meetings within an hour of each other. WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks caught both events and joins us this morning from Wolfboro. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So the fact that two candidates end up in the same town on the same night is pretty much an indication of just how frantic the campaign season has become right now in New Hampshire.
It's true. So consider this. Besides Kasich and Sanders, elsewhere in the state, Jeb Bush was here. So was Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Martin O'Malley. And today, Hillary Clinton arrives in New Hampshire. So, you know, not a very big state. So I guess it's sort of inevitable that eventually these folks are going to sort of bump into each other as they did last night.
Well, tell us about the two events you attended last night in Wolfboro with Republican John Kasich and Democrat Bernie Sanders. It's an interesting time for both of these candidates. Sanders, according to the polls, has got a big lead on Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire, and John Kasich seems to be enjoying a surge of sorts. Tell us first about Kasich.
Well, you're right about Kasich and that surge. Our own poll that came out earlier this week surveyed New Hampshire independents, and it found that the candidates that this large block of voters view most positively are Sanders and Kasich. Last night, Kasich spoke to about 100 people at the Masonic Lodge in Wolfboro. And in this season of The Outsider, Kasich makes a virtue of being a political insider. He's a former congressman, the current governor of Ohio, as you know. And he says political experience matters. Here's a bit of what he said.
You know, what they say is that people don't like experience. If you have experience, they don't like that. I don't accept that. And secondly, they say, you know, if somebody has been in government, that kind of disqualifies them. And I just don't believe it.
As the leading candidates, Anthony, from both parties, Trump and Bernie Sanders present themselves as outsiders. Here's a guy, John Kasich, who says, I'm on the inside, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly right. And he says it's a good thing because he knows how to get things done. And one of the big issues he talks about is the national debt. And at his events, he features, you know, one of those big digital national debt counters, $18 trillion and counting, and the numbers are sort of zooming up as you watch. Kasich says he knows how to stop that growing debt by cutting spending and taxes, mainly at the high end and business taxes. And he says, as a former chairman of the House Budget Committee who works successfully with a Democratic president, that would be Bill Clinton, he knows how to do it.
So in 97, we actually balanced the budget. We had it balanced 4 years in a row, and we paid down $500 billion of the national debt. And that was, you know, a heck of an accomplishment. And when I left, we had a $5 trillion projected surplus, and guess what? They spent it all. And guess who they were? It was the Republicans.
So this is a Republican, Anthony, blaming Republicans for increasing the national debt.
Yeah, and it's another interesting thing that I find intriguing about Kasich. In this moment of hyper-partisanship, when the other Republican candidates are really hitting President Obama and the Democrats with very caustic attacks, Kasich just doesn't go there at all. He focuses on the issue, his policies. And I heard from a bunch of people last night that they find this refreshing. Here's Robert Leipold from Wolfboro, who describes himself as one of those angry Republicans. But last night he said he liked what he heard from Kasich, so he's sort of struggling.
And I'm reading that he's done some nice things in Ohio, trying to decide whether to vote for someone from outside of political world or within the political world.
You mentioned earlier, Anthony, the recent WBUR poll that found Kasich is liked by lots of independents or undeclared voters in New Hampshire. Are there other signs that his campaign is gaining some traction there?
Well, there are a number of recent polls that suggest he's flirting with second place here in New Hampshire, still well behind Donald Trump. You know, so if he can do well in New Hampshire, maybe he emerges as a credible mainstream Republican alternative to Trump or to even Ted Cruz. We'll see.
All right. On to the Democrat, Bernie Sanders, also in Wolfboro, New Hampshire last night. What did you hear from him?
Big contrast to Kasich. Kasich, 100 people in a small room. Sanders, 1,000 people filled a high school auditorium. Quite a turnout for a cold winter night in the middle of the week. Lots of excitement. Sanders talked for more than an hour, focusing a lot of his time on growing economic disparity, as he usually does. Here's a bit of what he said.
Turns out that 58% of all new income generated goes to the top 1%. So you're ready for a radical idea? Why not? What about creating an economy that works for working families and not for the 1%?
And Bob, as you know, he has a number of proposals to do that, including doubling the minimum wage, making public college tuition free, and pushing Medicare for all.
So with Bernie Sanders doing well right now, Hillary Clinton has begun attacking him after pretty much avoiding even mentioning his name earlier in the campaign. She suggests, among other things, that he's simply unelectable. Is he hitting back at her? Did you hear any of that last night?
Well, he's not attacking her, but he is responding to that particular line of attack of hers. And he's taken to reading poll results, which is interesting because it's something that Donald Trump likes to do. For instance, WMUR in Manchester did some polling on head-to-head matchups between Clinton and the various Republicans and Sanders and the various Republicans. And Sanders fared pretty well in these polls. So he likes to talk about them as a way to rebut Clinton. Here's a bit of what he said.
Secretary Clinton loses to Marco Rubio by 1 point. We beat him by 18 points. And here is my favorite, because it deals with my good, good friend, Donald Trump. Secretary Clinton defeats Mr. Trump by 9 points. We beat him by 23 points.
So, Bob, that's a line that he's pretty much repeating at every rally across New Hampshire these days.
All right. WBUR's political reporter Anthony Brooks joining us live this morning from the campaign trail in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, where he ran in to both John Kasich and Bernie Sanders last night. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
My pleasure, Bob.